hear when Baba would say that you were Tanaji and you were this, they would feel elated, you know. So without purpose, you would not say like this. So, yes, when he would catch hold of your neck, you know, then he would start, and when you would become helpless, quite helpless, you know, then of course the real training would start from there. You know. But till that time, of course, he had to exert so much, you know, he had to say so many things, he had to show his love more and more. Apparently, of course, his love is there, but when the real love would start, when you bow down to him and you would become so helpless that whatever he would do, he would not leave him. Cannot leave him. When that stage would come, then he would start his game. Then he would start kicking him. But that would be his real love, because he had to suffer for that. It was not an easy thing, you know. He had to, and he would do this because everything would be in his control. You know. See, now he goes to Hollywood and he says that I am going to speak here, and they were arranging for that. He comes down here, you know, and he does not go back. And what is the result? Nothing. More people come to him. In Nasik, when he went to, when he was in Nasik, you know, that editor, his name Dastur, you know, he would write against Baba, and he would just finance him. Yes, go on writing against, because everything would be in his control. He would give that opportunity, you know, he would create such situation, because everything would be in his control, you know, everything. That's why he could do that. In 1954, he declared that 3/4 of the world will be wiped out soon, you know. He had also given the month. And all over in India, you know, a big heading in newspaper, it would appear. Many would give in newspaper, and they would go and give talk about this, that 3/4 of the world is going to be wiped out. And the result, nothing happened at that time. Nothing happened, you know. And just after that, there was a Sahwas program in 1955. And more people came to Baba, and they never asked that question. So why did he do that? He did because everything was in his control, and there was some purpose behind it. So the truth, you know, it does not wait for anything. What people would think and nothing. Truth is truth. Reality is reality. What is there? And reality, of course, works for benefit of everyone. So it is for us to think, you know, why did he do that, and why? There was some purpose behind it. That's why he did. He does not wait that what reaction will take place. Why should he? If all the people of the world, you know, would follow him, praise him, he will remain as a reality. If they abuse, criticize, he will remain as a reality. Nothing will change his status, you know. He is what he was, and he will be what he is. He is always the reality. It is only for the worldly people to think like this, you know. But he is the reality. And he is always the reality. So when one does not experience the reality, how can one say anything about him, you know? How can you explain the reality? You can't. You have to experience that. So all these statements which he has made, you know, he has not made without any purpose. And whether it is right or wrong, the reality is reality. Whatever he says is nothing but truth. Is nothing but truth. If here, you know, you find the light, you know, day, if he says it is night, because the reality says that it is night. It is for us to judge, you know, we say that it is day, but the reality says it is night. So when we are not real, when we are just false, you know, how can we say, no, this is right? How can we say? When the reality tells you it is night, it is night. It is not day. So it is like this. So there is only thing, because through our limited mind, we cannot judge all these things. Only thing that if you want to know, we must experience the reality. And that reality has done its work, the reality is working, the work is manifesting, everything.
So, if Baba has done this work for us and everything, and he's planned it out, what's our role in it? Just to try to love him more and cop pulling him?
That work also he has fixed, and accordingly, of course, you are just following that. Nobody knows, you know, nobody knows. But actually, he's following that. Nobody knows, but he's following that.
Each one,
no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Suppose, you know, David is here today, tomorrow he leaves and goes away, you know, he forgets about it. It does not mean that David left Baba, you know. There are certain impressions, certain things which has to be worked out. It takes time. So for the time being, of course, he goes away. He just loses his interest. But he has to come back. Because everybody has to go to the source, you know. It is like this. And Baba, you know, why should, because he is the reality, you know. And he knows why a man is behaving like this. He knows, you know. So, he does not care for that. He cares, you know. He cares for him. But his outward behavior, why he is doing this, because he knows that it is necessary for him to do that. That's why, you know, he does not care. If he just goes again. Now, when Dastur was writing against Baba, Baba never checked because he wanted. You know. He got the work done through him. Whatever he wanted. You know. They would write against him in Baba's magazine, you know, Baba would finance him. So, reality, everything is handy. Everything. It is he. He is the real one. Most compassionate, most loving, matchless, I tell you. Matchless. So, about this manifestation, of course, we will talk afterwards. If something comes in my mind, otherwise, we will stop. But what I believe, that this word and work, through when he completed his work, I understand that he gave that word. Whatever he wanted to speak, that word he gave. It is there now. Yes, of course. Because when he completed that work, he dropped his body. There was no need for his body. And he gave that word, and in order to the effect of the word, we will see when there will be his manifestation. That will be the effect of that word. And when he said that each one would hear his word, you know. Of course, now, don't you hear his word? Because his word means, if you hear, you know, you will not exist as David. You will realize yourself. That is hearing of his word, but at least some degree. You hear, that's why you follow him. So each one will hear that word according to his own capacity.
I just want to ask you one question about this. When Baba was a child, I mean, how could the avatar ever be veiled? I mean, how could creation exist when the avatar is not? I mean, that whole concept just. We just talk a little about that. I mean, it seems like, there would be that body of little marijuana on it. Mm. He'd be going through naturally because he'd assume those yoga samskaras and he'd be acting up. But it seems like somewhere else would be Mayor Bala.
Consciousness. That veil, you know, that veil is also prepared, like just like, you know, what happens with that certain impressions are there, you know. In that veil. So those impressions were there in the veil. You know. Just like when you take birth, of course you know nothing, you know. You have no consciousness. So that veil is there. Infinite consciousness is always infinite consciousness. Once you have that consciousness, you don't lose. So that consciousness was there, but because of this veil, only thing that focus, you know, at that childhood stage, it was there on the will, the sanskaras, which they had created, the masters. You know. Who is there?
Yeah.
It was like this. But it is to be experienced, really speaking.
Because the avatar is always, you know, in control of
things. Yes, of course.
So what is it, John?
That's why, you know, in order to have that consciousness, what did Babajan do? He just lifted that veil, you know, and he was what he was. There were not no binding sanskaras, no binding sanskaras, nothing. You know. One has to pass through, one who passes through evolution, the binding sanskaras are there. But it is just veil and focus at that time, you know. It was on that veil accordingly. It was all plain. It always happens. That's why Christ, of course, he had also his master. It always, because the masters put the veil. They do it.
And you won't feel satisfied till you go. When will you feel satisfied?
Kabul.
Yeah.
Don't start, you know. Because this becoming and acting, I have to give. Don't start. Just
that,
listen
that's
to
different.
Becoming, no, I will start, I will give out, but this universal field, author becomes everything and everyone. How he becomes everything and everyone.
So, that sowing the seeds, though, is about his manifestation.
I will explain, because here I must take this, that author becomes everything. No, don't start first. Then I will let me discuss, and then you start. Then I will tell you.
Okay.
Don't start, just listen to me. Alright, you want to begin now about Baba's manifestation? Alright. So, what happens when God becomes man? So, he comes down in order to become everyone and everything. That's why he comes down. Here, perfect master, from man, he becomes God. So, when he becomes God from man, how he should become man then? He does not become man. He remains as God. That's why he acts. So, avatar, when he comes down, he becomes everyone and everything. And this is the reason why there is need for God to take human form. Otherwise, there is no need. Perfect master can do that work, because the perfect master themselves are God, you know.
Mm.
They can do. But here, you know, they cannot become everyone and everything, because from everyone and everything, they become God.
Mm.
Here, avatar comes down in order to become everyone and everything. And that's why when he comes, he gives universal push. This work is done by avatar. He gives push to animate as well as inanimate. He gives universal push. Now, the same thing, perfect master can also do that work, but because he cannot become everyone and everything, his work in comparison is limited according to the duty given to a perfect master. He does that work, though he is God. Now, when he comes, when God comes in human form, what he does in the field of the universe. First, he prepares the field in order to sow the seed of his manifestation in each one. So, he plows the field first. Then, of course, after plowing, he prepares the soil and everything. He puts manure and then waters. Everything, it goes on, you know. And when it is done, he drops his body, because now everything is ready there. Everything is ready. But when he works in the universal field, what happens? There are different types of fields, you know, in the universe. Different types. Some undulating, some hilly, some you find that they are in proper shape. So he starts his work, starts plowing, you know, one after another, prepares the soil, puts the seed in each field, puts manure, waters, you know, then they are ready. But now what happens? One after another, because there are different types of fields, you know. So different type. So it takes time, just like one field. When it is just, it is not undulating. There is no slope, nothing, good field. So his work is easy there. He plows it, puts the seed and manures, put manures, manure and water. So, but there are different types of field, hilly, undulating. So, but he works in the whole field of the universe. But the result of his work comes gradually, you know, one after another. So what he has done, he plowed the field, put the seeds in every field. And of course, the time of preparation, it differs. Time of preparation is differs because of the different types of field. So, but he has done the whole thing. One after another. And he has put manure and he has watered. And then that work was finished. He dropped his body. Now, what will happen, you know? Now, the seeds, you know, they are germinating. In some, you find where the soil was already prepared. The field was good, you know. You find the plants. Now, in some, you find the germination. In some, you find now the seeds are about to germinate, but a day will come when all the fields, you know, you will find the greenery there. So that will be his manifestation. But it is gradual. The field, which was good field, where he put the seed, you know, so you get the plants there. Afterwards, in another where germination is taking place, they will also come up. The plants will be there. There where you find that the seeds are about to germinate, they will also come up. So when all the fields will be full of plants, you know, that will be his manifestation. But his work in animate as well as in inanimate, he has put that seed of his manifestation.
What do you mean?
Seed of his manifestation means when they will come up, when they will become a plant, you know. So that will be his manifestation in each one. But that manifestation, of course, it differs, you know. His manifestation in plant, you find the manifestation in less degree. In human being, you find the manifestation also, there also the manifestation differs, you know. Just like when the soil is good, you find good plants, you know. When the soil is good, where there is stones, there are stones, and some bad soil, you know. So the plants come up, but they remain weak. But the plants, so there you find the manifestation in less degree, but manifestation is there. And I mean, where the soil is proper and the plants are good, that means there, you know, they not only witness his manifestation, but they will realize themselves. But manifestation is there. Everywhere you will find it.
Like, in the discourses, Baba said, in the animal kingdom, in the bird kingdom, the avatar comes sort of for their level also.
Yes.
Do they actually, you think the animals and the birds actually experience any kind of change?
Why not? I mean, that's why I'm telling you now, this in an animal, there is certain consciousness, you know. There is certain consciousness. So that consciousness, he gives push. Now, just like from plant, suppose, you know, there are certain, some of them, they will enter into this insect, kingdom of insect. So there is that push, you know. So that manifestation is there, manifestation of divinity is there, but in less degree. In human beings also, not all the human beings will realize him, but they will get certain consciousness, certain experience, and they will accept him. But acceptance will also differ, you know, according to your according to the intensity of love you have.
You know, just like you were saying, like those first, the ones that he shows first, they come up.
Ah, yes.
So you see there's Baba lovers now that are drawn to Baba. Later on, other Baba lovers will be drawn to Baba. Well,
it will go on. Means later on, you find that later on they will come, but here the work is done for them.
But did you ever think about that these plants that are growing at Marizad are more fortunate than those plants growing somewhere in Delhi? Because they're closer to Baba. They must have...
No,
it happens. These plants that are being cut for Baba.
When they are touched by him, when he is there, of course. But his work in the whole vegetable kingdom, his work in whole kingdom of animal kingdom, in stone kingdom, everywhere. Because what happens when that is the time when he comes, every level of consciousness just waits for him. Because that consciousness cannot go further without his help. Every level of consciousness just waits at the door for his coming, you know. So when he comes, he gives push. And this is the reason why he comes. And when he comes, he becomes everyone and everything. Because for that purpose he comes down. God, when he takes human form, for that purpose he comes down.
So these plants must feel something.
No, feel means the conscious, just like animal vegetable kingdom, you know, the consciousness must be from here to here. Not like man, we feel something. There, only push of consciousness, further push. That means just like we experience, we feel, in vegetable kingdom, of course, that cannot be so.
Yeah, whatever. But
the consciousness goes further. Mm. Now stone, that consciousness, when it goes further, that means they get that opportunity, the stones get that opportunity to enter into another kingdom. Not all stones, but just like in human beings, you find the difference, you know. Now, you love Baba. There are so many who do not love. There are others who do not believe in God. There are others who have no care. They are just materialistic, nothing. They have nothing to do with God. So here the consciousness differs, you know. Now the scientists, they don't believe in God. They want proof for everything, you know. So, push means, you know, they get certain push whereby they go towards him. That push is there. So everyone gets that push. But the experience or the progress in consciousness, it differs, you know. So just like I give the simile of the field, you know. The whole universe is nothing but a field where he works, he plows. Now what happens, you know, when he starts plowing, that field which is not undulating, which the soil is good, you know, his work is easy, and there he puts the seed early, you know. Then after he takes another thing, it takes time when the field is undulating, hilly, so it takes time to prepare it. So it goes on like this, but in the whole universe, why the master avatar was accepted when he dropped his body by so many, just like now Muhammad, when he was there, you know, there were few people. Now country after countries, here Pakistan, Bangladesh, then Indonesia, everywhere, Egypt and Arab countries, they follow him. Why? Country after country. It is not they, but it is because of his work. The seed he has put. Because of that. So, whenever he comes, you know, he just puts the seed of his manifestation. And that seed of course, manifestation according to the level of consciousness in each. And there is manifestation in every level of consciousness, but according to the degree. You know. Just like if you put that seed in this vegetable kingdom, you know, in the field where the vegetables are there, it does not mean that the vegetables should experience him. No. According to the consciousness. But manifestation is there. Everywhere, what do you find? You find his manifestation. His manifestation. But because in human level, our consciousness is well developed, so we know this God, we make distinction according to your consciousness. We know so many things, you know. So many things. The plants do not know. But in their level of consciousness, there is the vegetable kingdom also gets pushed. You know. So it goes like this. He has put seeds, you know, everywhere. Plowed the field, prepared the ground, everything. Watered. Now the plants are coming up. They are coming up. There are certain fields where you find the plants are ready. They have grown up. In others, you find that they are very small. In others, they are germinating. In others, you find they are about to germinate. But yes, his work, you know, his work is that they must grow as a plant. You know. He has done that work. And that this is nothing but the manifestation of his work. Did you follow it?
What about that universal container?
Universal container. I think that I have given you about this.
It's given.
I don't know, but all right, again. What happens, you know, in the universe, there is certain amount of heat is required.
Mm-hmm.
Certain amount of, say, light is required. Sound, certain amount of sound should be there. You know, so all these things are there and they must be in proper proportion. So long they are in proper proportion, so the nature is quite good. Nature works well. But when this balance is disturbed, then different things happen. You know, just like you don't get rain timely, or sometimes you feel heat, you know, it becomes so hot and you think that why so much heat is there, because the balance, because the proportion is not there. So everything, not sound, you know, you speak, there is sound. So where it goes back? It goes back to a universal container. So it contains heat, sound, light, darkness, everything it contains. But it must be in proper proportion. When that balance is disturbed, so different things, then what happens? The floods come, then drought takes place, famine, so many things because of that. So when all these things, just like heat, sound, so there are angels, you know, who control. Every angel is in charge of one thing. But when it goes beyond them, they cannot control it. And balance is disturbed. So then avatar comes. And when avatar comes, what he does, you know, he puts everything in proper shape. Proper shape means it must be work, not during his lifetime, but he does certain type of work in order to put everything in proper balance. So, that work he has done, as soon as that work is done, he dropped his body. Now, what happens, you know, it does not mean that when he dropped his body, his work is over. No. Now, it takes time. Now, you find everywhere this, there is chaos and different things and hurts and so many things and everywhere sound, loudspeaker, this, that, so many things are there. So, it will go on like this. He disturbs when he comes, you know, and when there is no balance, in order to bring the things in proper balance, heat, sound, light, everything in proper balance, you know, he works. And when he works, you know, what happens? That just like if you have some wound, you know, and of course operation is necessary, so there are certain portion which should be removed, you know. When it is removed, you get more pain, but that the pain which you get, it is for good, yeah. For your good, you know. So it is done. So in the same way, he has done, he has worked, and you find the result, you know, that more and more trouble and different things, but it is for the good, you know. So you will find that universal container, which contains certain quantity of heat, sound, light, everything, you know. So the balance will be maintained. As soon as that balance will be there, of course there will be peace, you know. There will be peace, and that will be his manifestation.
You know, it seemed like before he came, there wasn't all this confusion, chaos, wars, everything. But only when he came,
all this
came into being. But you said he comes because of all that. But when he comes, does he bring it, or he comes because it's coming?
No, it is in the process of coming. And when he comes, just like I give this simile, you know, when the wound is there, and certain portion, of course, when it is rotten, you have to remove it.
Yeah.
Unless until that wound you remove, that wound will not be cured. Yeah. So you have to remove that. And when you remove it, you get more pain. So what when he comes, he works for that, and you find that it is more and more. Outwardly, it is more and more.
Yeah.
But then ultimately, because of this, you know, the balance is maintained. And when balance is maintained, there, that universal container, you know, the balance is there, perfect balance. And because of that perfect balance in the universal container, you feel him more.
Yeah.
You feel just like when the wound is there. So, and the pain is there, you know, your concentration will be there.
Yeah.
But when the wound is not there, perfect balance is there, you receive more.
And that's coming?
Hmm?
It's coming?
No, not coming. Means his manifestation.
But that time is coming when peace and all that.
No. Peace, not when there is peace, he does not come.
No, but like you say, he's worked now in the world, even though still it's all noisy. Everything.
When there will be perfect balance, that means that will be the total manifestation of his work.
So in that time is yet to come still?
Ah, yes. Cool. It has to come. It will come. Because for that he has worked.
Mm.
He has worked for that. Now, everywhere you find, you know, the weather is changing. Different things. Different things are there. Sometimes there is more heat.
Yeah.
During rainy season, you don't find rain, there is famine.
Did Baba give any of these analogies?
No, he did not. Only he told me that he would explain to me about manifestation. Still, I don't know. Some thoughts will come to me afterwards.
No, you never told me this. This is very interesting.
Mm.
I never thought about it.
So, when he said that I should write about manifestation, and I was just thinking what I would do.
Yeah.
But he said that, don't worry, I would tell you about manifestation.
Yeah.
So manifestation, in everything you will find then, you know, everything, the human being, though, it will be, of course, the degree will differ. In some you will find more, in some you will find less, in some there will be different type of acceptance. It will differ. But manifestation will be there. That means his total work will be manifested. Just like I give the simile of this field, you know. So, you will find there will be some trees grown up. There will be some plants. There will be still some germination. But when they will come up, you know. So, you just find gradual manifestation. It will go on. When they will just grow, you know, you find that it is his total manifestation.
Hmm.
It will be like this.
you think about some more points also about what Baba is doing now.
Baba, what he's Baba
not,
is doing?
Not in the body, but he's still working. What is doing? What his work is for
the just like for 700 years he has already worked. He has already worked up to his next advent.
He has bound himself every moment so that he must be.
Yes, here what happens, you know, when he has worked and he dropped his body, the work is manifesting. Now, if you say that, now because he is not in body, you know, so what is the use? Yes, because now he has no concern, but that is not the thing. He is infinite consciousness. Now, the work manifests in you. So, because of that manifestation, of course, you come closer to him. Yes. So, when you come closer and when you remember, you want to follow him, you think about him, so that infinite consciousness gets pulled, you know.
Yeah, so, he's there.
He is there.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's why I was trying to think.
So, this spirit is as if, you know, he's physically present.
You know, that's what I was going to think. You know, say people come here to India, and why they come here, and then when Baba's mandalay, they feel Baba's presence. And say with Nara, you know, especially people say, I feel so much Baba's presence there. Could it be because, like you say, he's bound to be there? If you, or the other Mandali, or Mara, is always, all the time, remembering Baba so much and so close, that actually they feel Baba's presence there because he is there.
Yes.
Because she's remembering so much.
Yes. And there, you know, you find his manifestation more.
Whenever that person is so close to Baba that he's remembering. Yes. That's why you
see Baba. So, manifestation is more. His manifestation is more there. And here what happens, you know, just like you say now, because Baba is not in body, why should we follow, you know, what he will do? He is as if he is present because the work is there, you know. The work is manifesting. And because of his work, you know, you come closer, you pull that infinite consciousness towards you more and more. Now what happens when you go there to Mehrabad, you bow down, you sing, you remain there, you stay there. But it is nothing but the treasure he has kept there, you know. You take your share, and when you take your share, what happens, you know? That share, when you get, you know, you pull him towards you.
So actually, though, see, he has worked so that you will pull him.
Yes, because of
you pull him, he must come and be bound. So every moment, he's worked in such a way so
that he's bound. He's bound by that. He's bound by that.
You see, now he's got just a few lovers, but the lovers he has are so close, like Mara, Mani, you, Erich, Ani, that he's so much occupied with you, he can't have other lovers. He'd be too much bound. But then when you all die, then all the world, and they'll just pull a little. Right now you're pulling a lot. You're not letting all these other lovers.
No. That is not the thing, you know. Everybody, those who are coming in his contact, you know, they are pulling him because for them he has worked, you know. In future also, you'll find that there will be more and more and more.
Yeah.
So, that pull will be there, you know. Pull will be there. So, when you pull him, when you pull the infinite consciousness, so you pull him because he is infinite consciousness.
Yeah.
And you pull him because of his work.
Imagine.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, just like, you know, suppose you follow someone. He's not, he has no knowledge about it. He has not experienced Godhood, nothing. Mm-hmm. You follow him. How can you pull the infinite consciousness?
No, you can't. Can.
You can't, because he cannot give you that. Mm-hmm. And Baba, you know, he has given that love to each one. Now that love is also manifesting through his work. So when that, with all love, when you pull him, that's why he comes to you.
He attends. Even at the times, though, that I don't pull him, it's his fault for not, or it's my, you know, for not allowing me to pull.
But what happens, you know, even if you don't pull him, his work is there. Because of his work, you have to pull him. Mm. You have to pull him because of his work. You know. He has done that work for you.
Well,
and when he has done that work for you, that means he is bound by that.
So then why did he say so many times, I'm going to rest, I'm going to sleep for 700 years?
Yes, that means this body, bodily, you know, what happens when the body is there? This body, of course, though universal body, but the burden is there. Here what happens, this body, he has to suffer, you know. He has to suffer. That burden is there. When he drops his body, of course, though he is bound, but that whatever work he has done, for that he is bound. Here when he comes and when he starts his work, you know, he has to finish that work. By that time, whatever work he has to do, he is bound by that. So, whole time now the work is complete. Yes, to work, but the work what he had to do, he had completed, you know. Now that when that work is completed and when you pull him, it is his pleasure.
Yeah.
It is his pleasure. What he wants? That he just wants to know that he is your beloved. You must adopt the right path, you know. You must go towards him. So when you do this through his work, he works for that. And because when the work is complete, for that, now he is free. He has not to do anything. That work he has completed. Now when you pull him, it is his pleasure. Because here, you know, whatever he wishes, it is being done.
But what about this business? He said about his breaking his silence and manifestation. You know, like he gave one message once. I forgot what it said. Something like, "I will manifest at the time of breaking the silence." Something before.
Ah, yes. And what is that breaking up silence?
I don't know. Pulling on it.
No. Now, silence. His silence is not this silence. You know, just like we think. Now, what happened? You know, out of that silence came that word. The first word, who am I? That word is soundless. It has soundless sound, that word. So, when he speaks that word, soundless sound, how can you hear that through your physical ear? You have to become soundless in order to hear the sound of that soundless word. Then only you can hear. Now, when the mind, you know, stops, annihilated, then only you can hear that the sound of that word. Now, when he said that I will speak that word, you know, I will speak that word. Yes, he has to speak. And that word, when he goes on speaking that word, it is not that he is silent, you know. He goes on speaking. Through his work, he speaks, you know. And everybody, of course, hears according to his capacity. Now, when his total manifestation, when the work will be manifested totally, what work he has done, you know, then at that time, when everybody accepts him, that will be his speaking.
Yeah.
That means he gave that word. He gave that word to the world. That word is nothing but his work. He has already given that that work he has done, you know, completed. That work is there, but it should be manifested. So the work is manifesting. When it will be manifested completely, you know, that word, the world will get that word. You know, but it depends upon the capacity. Some will hear, some will become that word itself. There will be some who will just hear to less degree, some more. So it will go on like that. He has already given that word through his work. Through his work. Whatever work he has done, that means nothing but his word he has given. But it must be manifested. And it is manifesting.
So
now, when you follow him, you know, when you follow him, that means it is nothing but you are hearing that word. But you are not hearing that word completely. Just a little of that. Not the whole word. When you hear that word, you become that word. You become that word. That means you are realized.
And breaking my silence.
Breaking means?
When I hear the word.
When you? Yes. But his breaking of silence means he has given, he has worked, you know. That means he has given the word.
Yep.
He has given the word. Now it is manifesting.